recording.
Hey!
And Danilo.
Yep, this is the Roadshow Spring Break Edition. Last time you heard from me, we were on a boat in the middle of New Orleans last Christmas. Now we're in the middle of spring break. This show doesn't come out very often, but we're going to Helen.
Still freezing our butts off.
Yeah, still freaking cold. So
spring break, right?
last one, we didn't talk about a movie. Last time we had this show a while back, we do this very periodically. We talked about what we're doing, how the production was going, new companies, people, places, things. Now we're going to be talking about Logan, and we're going to be talking about Kong Skull Island. And we'll be talking about a few other movies that have come out, because this is a prime time for films. So what do we want to start off with, guys?
Let's start off with Kong, because it's the fresh...
Let's leave the best for last.
Whatever. Oh my god.
Okay, well, let's go with Logan then.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, and I don't know how you don't know, Logan came out. It stars Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine's last time.
Tears.
No.
Now, as per usual, we will give a semi-spoiler, not a whole lot. Simply because the film hasn't been out that long, so we can't do a whole lot. But what do you guys think of it? Just to start off. Let's get started there.
Tears.
In general, what were some of your favorite moments, some of your things, without spoiling anything?
If I can describe Wolverine in a few words, it's a very acceptable end to a large storyline with this character. Now, it's very difficult to end a series on such a high note that how Logan did it. So if you see a bunch of different series here and there, whatever they try to get to the end or to kind of just close everything up, it's either a flop or they did it actually pretty well. I would not want the story of Logan to end any other way.
Yeah, so it was absolutely wonderful. What do you think, Jared?
I personally have not seen the movie.
Hey, okay, he's the oddball out. Kate has, though.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Cry, baby.
Tears.
I cried, I'll admit it.
Yeah, I didn't cry as hard as Danilo likes to think I did.
Nah. You were in the fetal position.
I was pissed. I was pissed off.
You were so mad, you cried your ass out.
No. Just stop. Just stop right there. Anyways, I thought it was really good. It's not my favorite X-Men universe movie.
Yeah.
But it brought on the feels pretty hard.
I have to say, it's the most dramatic Marvel movie we've had in the past couple years.
It is the first gritty rated R Marvel.
Yes, that's true. And they wanted to keep that gritty. I'm glad they did. It deserved it. It needed it.
Yes. If there is a story that can be personified as the word grit,
it's Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan.
Now, me personally, I absolutely love the film. I've read the comic books. I've grown up with X-Men. I love that kind of stuff. I love Marvel. And I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I love that it was like a Western. I love the music they had in there. If you didn't know, the director before this did a documentary film, sort of say, Johnny Cash. There you go. And so a lot of his influence is there. And you can hear that in the trailers.
Yeah, that explains the trailers.
Yeah. Walk the Line, I believe, is the name of the movie. So that was the director's last film he did before this. So you can see that everywhere. And it was a Western. Don't confuse yourself saying it's a superhero movie. It is a Western.
It pretty much was.
And that's okay with me. It was great. And what was cool, you found this out, is most of the movie is actually CGI faces.
Yeah! I didn't even know that within the film. It wasn't until after all the press started to release their content about it where we realized, oh, that's a red light, Jordan.
We're driving.
Well, stop listening to me and focus on the road.
Look, we stopped in time. We live.
There are these few key shots in the film that you could have swore it was his face. But no, it was totally CGI'd. I could not believe that CGI has come that far to where I don't even know that it's happening.
That's what I'm very upset about, that it was all CGI.
Not all of it.
Well, most of it was. Yes, I'm glad that we are advanced enough to get to that point where everything can be CGI. But a little goes a lot of way. Like me, personally, as a makeup artist, I was very happy when I first saw it. And then when I went back and saw it again, it was just like, oh, that's how they did it.
Well, most of it, some of it was still makeup, because there's this one video where you can see Jackman voice acting the like some of his grunts and him trying to move around and everything, and he looks nothing like old man Logan. So most of that was makeup, but whenever there was some action scenes, especially when he's driving, yeah, that was CGI'd.
Yeah,
but fair enough. The more subtler scenes, that's real beard, fake scars, fake colorized hair.
All right, here's my question. What do you guys think is going to happen with the future of the X-Men series? I know we have Legion on TV right now.
X-23.
And X-23 is now viable. They've already finished Apocalypse and everything like that, so it's really kind of wrapped up. Do you think they're going to do one-offs or whatever, or they're going to eventually join the MCU?
I think they're going to do the same thing that DC is doing now, where each individual character might get, like, a Netflix show. Somebody who isn't out there.
That's a shitty way to go, though.
Well, here's the thing. Netflix is paired up with DC really well, because...
Yeah, but they're also paired up with Marvel and Disney, because they have the Avengers and stuff on there as well.
Yeah, and they have Daredevil and stuff like that. So, it's really iffy. I don't think so, because Fox owns the right to X-Men.
And since Logan did so well, they're going to do anything to keep it.
Yeah, they're not going to give up Wolverine. The only way Hugh Jackman said he'd come back as Wolverine is if he joined the MCU, which I wouldn't be opposed to in Infinity Wars 2. Like, let's have a cameo of him.
Yeah.
Just share him once.
Shared okay
Spider-Man.
That.
Just give us a cameo of Logan just there. You know what I mean?
And this is me not having seen Apocalypse. What happened to the younger generation or the younger?
So, well, I don't want to spoil anything for the new movie, but long story short, the X-Men got dissolved.
But that happened in Apocalypse?
Somewhat, half and half.
Okay.
Half before Logan, half after Apocalypse.
Okay.
Because Apocalypse tears up everything.
Okay.
So we're at what point in the podcast? We've done about 10 minutes, right? We can go into Kong now. I want to do about 30 minutes.
Yeah, give us some time for Kong.
So Kong. Let's start off with just what you liked about it in general. Go ahead, Danilo, and we'll go around.
I think a better way to describe that is what I didn't like. Because I will be here for hours talking about how much I did like it. So let me just say the things that I did not. And this is hard because there wasn't a lot wrong with it.
The beginning was a little slow and a little offhand.
It was much needed.
It was much needed, yes. But it was a little odd.
I will say that in the very beginning, there was a little bit of a pacing issue.
I think it was
a
very good
issue.
Way to do quick exposition for a later character.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, what happens after that, I feel like with Monarch, it's interesting what they did with them, but I feel like they made it a little too desperate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to be important later on, they obviously have money. If you look at, like, the stuff they have at the very end.
Yeah.
So. Go ahead, Jared. Talk about what you
I'm
like.
Going to say so. Almost verbatim my Facebook post that night.
Yeah.
Do you like giant monster movies?
Check.
Do you like Godzilla?
Check.
Do you like kaijus?
Yep.
Do you like fantastic A-list actors? Do you like fantastic writing and cinematics? Kong is the show for you.
Do you like callbacks to Jurassic Park?
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the Jaws callback.
Yeah, that's
Samuel true. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson did a great job with his character. Loved his facial expressions. Loved how he basically became the character. It wasn't Samuel L. Jackson making another appearance in a movie.
Now, keep in mind, there's Samuel Jackson, and then there's Samuel motherfucking Jackson.
He was Samuel motherfucking Jackson in this one.
Although he never gets to finish that line.
Oh, yeah, motherfuck Jackson.
Bitch, please!
Bitch, please!
Bitch, please!
Also, fantastic one-liners that you'll be saying for the next couple months.
That was an unusual encounter.
Is that a monkey?
Is that a monkey?
Is that a monkey?
Is that a monkey?
You guys look like a good bunch of guys to die with.
Yeah. You shouldn't have come here.
That means I like you. Kate, what did you like about the movie?
Okay, so I'm going to go back, like, when we first saw the trailers and stuff. Kong was made to look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Just like every other Kong movie.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, it's just a typical Kong movie.
No.
It did not turn out so.
No, it didn't. So,
baby, let it rip.
Oh, my God.
And then when we first, like, sat down, and then there was, like, that tender moment, like, halfway through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Kong is trying to, like...
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay.
The last 2 minutes we spoiled.
Kong is not as bad as you might think initially.
Are you talking about the mountain ridge?
Trying to clean himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When he eats octopus.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
Fun fact, Kong loves calamari.
Yeah.
So, it was just, like, that tender moment that he has, like, halfway through the film.
Made him seem mortal, not like a god.
That's why I was like, oh, shit, this is gonna be a good movie.
And that giant bloody handprint in the trailer.
Yeah, don't forget, this guy is a giant, giant monkey. He's not a god.
He's actually... I saw a size comparison. He's actually, like, three heads taller than he was in the Jack Black version. He is humongous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Jack Black one, it was just an inflated gorilla.
Nah, this is Kong.
This is a totally new design. This monkey.
A primate?
This primate.
He has no tail.
Yeah, he doesn't have a tail.
So it's primate.
But damn, his muscles.
Yeah, he ripped.
Yeah, this Kong is swole as fuck.
I was sitting next to Jordan. I still looked at him and I was like, that booty dough.
Yeah. Now, okay, here's some other things I would say. Tom Hiddleston does an amazing job in this. He plays a very interesting character.
But can his shirt be any tighter?
Maybe. Ooh.
Holy crap.
That costume design.
Here's what I have to say. The cinematics were absolutely beautiful. Now, as an editor, too, I have to look at that point. The editing between the combination of Kong and Samuel L. Jackson back and forth, the eyes was absolutely beautiful. The imagery, color correction they had in certain scenes were great. The transitions were great. You didn't even notice them. It just happened. I love some of the slow-mo moments. I felt like those were actually needed so you can pick up on all the detail going on. There's so much going on in the scenes. And then that first initial contact, that was more exhilarating than most of the Marvel movies happen.
The initial contact in the first scene, or...
The scene after
when they first see Kong?
Yeah. They first get to the island.
Not the prologue.
Okay.
That scene had a better action choreography and editing than, like, both of the Avengers, in my opinion. Just the sheer fact of how much stuff's moving around the screen, and yet you can tell what's going on.
I think it blew, like, the Avengers and everybody else out of the way for my favorite movie of the past couple years.
Yeah, no, that was... And now, here's the thing. This isn't a spoiler because this comes at the end, but we do know now that Legendary Studios, the people who made this and Godzilla, have the rights now to Rodan, Mothra, and King Ghidorah. If y'all know, those are three other kaiju, and they'll be introduced in the next couple films, and we know it's semi-confirmed, but it might as well be confirmed, that Godzilla versus King Kong is going to happen. Because they own the rights to both characters, and then already a movie way back that happened. So it's an obvious cash grab for that to happen. And I'm okay with the cash grab.
I'm okay with that.
It's going to be great. If they were any kind of quality that this was...
Because it made Godzilla seem like this force of nature, and they seem made Kong this protector of man. You put those two together, it's going to be an absolute bombshell of a movie.
Unstoppable force versus the immovable object.
Yes, that's a very good description.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of, like, how it's going to do award season-wise? This and Logan.
It has to be nominated.
It has to be.
I don't think it will win because there are a lot of people that's just like, oh, it's another King Kong movie, not give it a chance. But this was a fantastic movie. It has to be nominated.
True.
If this does not win best editing, I'm going to riot.
Well, that's true. The reason I'm not saying that this early is because award season just happened.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a whole year of other stuff coming out.
The soundtrack was amazing, but they don't have a whole lot of original soundtrack in that. That's not a problem.
Yeah, well, I'm worried that this movie will actually be forgotten throughout the year because other films are going to be coming out this year.
We just got
to
show that.
We have another Marvel movie coming out, right?
No, three Marvel movies are coming out.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I'm excited for.
We have Spider-Man.
And then we have Thor. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
Now,
three giant Marvel movies this year.
Now, here's the thing. I think Guardians of the Galaxy will do amazing compared to the first one because I absolutely love them. It's going to be great. Spider-Man's not going to do as well. Spider-Man movies haven't been doing very well. And I think Thor is going to do really well, but not as good as the second one.
I think Spider-Man will do better than Thor. in my
opinion.
Reason being is that everybody loves the Avengers, but to me, I think Thor is kind of in last place of favorites.
Yeah,
that's true. Now, he is trimmed down, cut his hair and everything like that in this new movie, so...
As long as they show his pecs, there's going to be money.
Okay, so here's my 2 cents on Thor. Isn't it, like, right before Infinity Wars?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be hyped up no matter what.
Thor Ragnarok takes place right before.
Exactly.
Also, Thor Ragnarok is going to be Phase 3's equivalent to Winter Soldier back in Phase 2.
Yeah. Also, keep in mind that this one will have not just Thor, it'll also have Hulk and Doctor Strange in it.
Yep.
So, yeah, a three-team team-up.
Do you like Barbarian Hulk in space?
Planet Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok is technically also Planet Hulk.
Yep.
Jared happy.
So, yeah, that's going to happen. We got a few minutes. Why don't we talk about what we've been doing recently since you guys have been on Kale's podcast, Youth Critic, which I thank you, Kale, if you're listening to this. You do an absolutely great job. Thank you. But Jared, you're not on a whole lot, and I haven't been on a podcast actually since last year. This is the first podcast I've been on.
Yeah.
So why don't we just recap what all we're working on, what all we're up to, and then we'll do our spoilers at the end, and we'll close out.
Okay, you go. I have to think about what I'm
doing. I just started a new job.
She's going to be learning some things. I've been teaching her bartending.
Yeah. Jordan's been teaching me how to bartend.
Alcohol.
And learning the alcohol, because I have to know it for my job.
As if it's an entity.
The alcohol.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's like the ether, the alcohol.
It's like the Infinity Stones.
I need, like, you guys to get wasted, like, batshit wasted, and
No, thank you.
Learn how to handle you. Okay. Well, you two, at least.
Well, you already know how to handle Jordan.
Well, I was drunk with him when it happened.
That's true.
We already know how to handle Jordan. Just give him a guitar. He'll be happy.
Yeah. I become, like, a freaking autistic kid with a guitar when I get
drunk. there's really not much going in my life right now, so.
Jared?
Still working at Costco, still trying to plan out my life, you know, college and all that. I already have a plan with Professor Smith to start my DGA induction process right after I get out of college.
Nice.
And some guy bought 16 kayaks yesterday, the family-sized ones, the ones that hold like 6 people.
Nice.
He's not opening a business, he's not reselling them, he just has a big family. It's going to be 36 people on a kayak trip. Or, I'm sorry.
Damn.
Okay.
That's like over 90 people on a kayaking trip.
Danilo?
Still working at T-Mobile. I'm going to change on over to the Bachelor's film program. Either at the end of summer or at the end of fall. I'm actually getting paid more than I thought I would in doing the whole voice acting stuff. I'm being signed on to do, like, a bunch of other miniature machinima projects, but still working with Jordan's company to do some voiceover work, if Kelly would ever...
Kelly ever messaged me back. Kelly, hi, Kelly.
Kelly, come on.
Please send me your list of things we need to list off.
I want
to
get paid.
Yeah. I have the video made. Well, I can go ahead and branch off that. I'm getting my company up and going. I'm waiting for the Secretary of State of Georgia to send me the okay to own the right to the KHZ Network and KHZ Productions name for a legal business. I'm doing photography. I'm doing editing. I'm pissed off at the people in front of me.
You're crashing.
I'm doing a lot of stuff. I worked on a music video called Lost Ones. I did the editing for it. And aside from that, I'm not doing a whole lot. I'm working my own job. I've been documenting all the bullshit that happens to me at work. I have the cops called multiple times.
Our group chat has just turned into a bitch chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night we had the CIA call at work, so that was fun.
Wait, okay, so I did not look at anything that happened last night.
Well, the viewers may like this, the listeners may like this. So, I work at a grocery store. That's right. And, we have guards that stay with us that kind of watch over and make sure nobody steals anything. One of our guards works with a special unit that's anti-terrorist and anti-bomb threat stuff, you know, whatever. And our boss was like, hey, my wife works at Dick's Sporting Good, and she had 10 Muslim guys come in and buy ammo and balaclavas.
The fuck?
Which are the things that cover your face. And they bought a bunch of them. They bought all of them, actually. And so he mentions that casually to Officer Snyder. Yes, whatever. CIA starts calling, because he leaves on the track. He's like, hey, yeah, by the way, we need to interrogate you because we think you may know something that we need to know about a terrorist. And he's like, homeboy, no, I'm off work currently. Could you not? And so, yeah, that was my day.
Did you not help the authorities?
No, but we did have a lady that came in. She had got mugged. And when we asked her if she wanted us to call the cops, she said no because she had a warrant out, so we called the cops.
Nice.
Please don't call the cops. No, if you're saying that, I'm definitely calling the cops.
The fuck? Why are you working there?
I get paid.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. I don't ever have a day where I'm like, oh, whatever. It's like, oh yeah, we had 3 people arrested today. It's fine. We had a guy get murdered next door.
Oh, whatever. That's nice.
Not yesterday. It's like a year ago.
I'm bringing you to
Tokyo. He got chopped up and left in a bathtub in a hotel room next door.
Over
a drug deal that went bad, and then the guy was caught in New York trying to board a plane to get to Russia, I think something like that. Or, no, it was Germany. Either way, they caught the guy.
Speaking of Germany, we're going to Helen.
Yeah, we're going to Helen. So, we're currently in White County, and we're in my old hometown. And so, why don't we give the spoilers real quick of the film, and then we will...
All right. We have a tradition when it comes down to Roadshow. Whenever we get to the spoilers version, we do a countdown, and then we yell at the most obvious
now, thing. Now, which one are we yelling about? Are we yelling about Logan first or King Kong?
I think Logan,
because Logan's the one that we always... Yeah.
Let's do Logan.
You know what we're going to do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Logan dies! Oh my god!
There you go. Yeah, Logan dies at the end. King Kong does not die. He's alive. Although Samuel Jackson gets fucking smashed.
Yeah.
In
the middle of him saying his famous line.
Motherfucker.
Die, you motherfucker.
Yeah, so there you go. Logan dies in the end. If you didn't know that, then go read the comic books, wuss. and, yeah, that's about how it goes. Anything else we want to say to spoilers now?
Giant lizards are scary as shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, don't remind me.
Kate had to leave.
We call them the skull crawlers.
Skull crawlers.
Fuck you.
Is that really what
they
call
them? I will say, they sound really weird right now. You call them whatever you want.
That was a pretty good description of what they are, though.
Yeah.
You know what they remind me of? Villains from Bleach.
The Hollows?
Yeah, yeah. They remind me of.
I can see that because they had like the white mask face and all that. You see him in the trailer, so that's not really a spoiler.
Yep. Alright, anything else we want to say?
That a monkey?
That a monkey.
I will say, one of the most amazing imageries that I did see in Logan was the cross.
Oh, the cross turns sideways to be an X.
The cross, and then X-23 takes it out and turns it into an X on...
That made me cry.
On the grave. I was like, oh! Damn, son!
You know the only person I've seen that doesn't cry at that moment? Emma. She was like...
Really?
She was like, I don't get it.
X-Men!
Yeah.
I didn't cry because I had a raging headache. And also because I didn't... It's been a long time since I've seen the other X-Men films, so I didn't feel like I connected with them as much.
Fair enough.
But if I did, and if my head was not having an ache, I probably would have been bawling at that point.
Fair enough. All right, well, this has been The Road Show. We'll pick you back up sometime this summer, hopefully, when we take another trip together. So this is Jordan.
Hello, Kate.
This is Jared.
And hello.
And thank you for listening.